This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
And every week, Great Clips sponsors our conversation with Coach Kerr. And for the next couple of weeks, they've got a special gift for one of our lucky listeners. Immediately following our conversation with the coach, we're giving away one $125 gift card to Great Clips. So with that, out to the River Islands guest line we go. It is time for Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips and Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Hey, Coach, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. Congrats on getting the most wins as a Warrior coach ever.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's kind of surreal, to be honest with you. It happened pretty quickly, but it's a result of having a lot of amazing, talented players, that's for sure.
Yeah, I wonder if this just popped to mind because I'm thinking about your accomplishment. I'm thinking about Steph with the 4,000 threes, the 25,000 points. It feels like twice a week you guys are asked to kind of like reflect on your career. Does that actually keep happening, or does it just kind of all run together at a certain point?
I think with Steph, for sure. I mean, he just racks up records left and right, and it seems like there's a milestone every week, and of course he's going to be asked about it. I think in general, look, we're at the tail end of just an epic run, and these things don't happen very often, so when they do, you have to enjoy every second of it, and that's what we're trying to do. I mean, this has been so much fun the last few weeks to kind of reignite the flame and to realize, hey, we still have something here and we've got a shot. And I think every guy in that locker room is enjoying it.
Yeah, hopefully we're not at the tail end of the tail end and, you know, we get a couple more seasons at least of this. And, you know, I couldn't help but wonder about Steph himself. And he sat out yesterday, and I know that it's his back, which has been a little bit ailing him, and also a little bit of rest. How's he doing? And how is he trending toward tomorrow?
He's doing great. I mean, he's going to play tomorrow. I think, you know, I know Steph so well. He's a guy who puts his heart and soul into everything, and you almost have to protect him from himself at times. And so that rest last night was something that I felt really strongly about. I went to him, you know, the night before after the Denver game. He fought me on it a little bit, but I just told him, I go, look, I know you well, and you need a night off. And it's no different from a baseball player. You know, those guys play every single night, every once in a while. Hey, just take a seat and take a night off, and you'll come back refreshed, and your at bats will, you know, be a little better the following night. I really feel like basketball players need that too occasionally. It's just that it's not the norm. You know, we're not supposed to do that. But screw that, we're doing it, and I think Steph needed a night off.
How does that conversation go? You said he fought you on it a little bit.
Steph is the absolute best guy I can imagine to coach, because there's never any pretense. There's never any BS. It's so matter of fact, you know. It's just, hey, here's what I think. And then, you know, he lays out what he thinks, and we just come to a conclusion. We make a decision and we move on, and we don't even look back. And I can explain it to the media exactly as it is. You know, I think there are a lot of athletes who might have been offended by me saying, hey, he needed an emotional break. Steph's not offended by that, because he knows it's true. Like, and it's fine. Like, that's part of it. Performance is really about a series of things. It's your physical well-being, but it's also your mental and emotional capacity, where you are, what's going on in your life. Everyone needs a day off once in a while, and that's okay. And I think Steph recognizes that, and the conversation's an easy one, and we just move forward. That's why he's the most amazing guy to coach that I can even imagine.
I'm fascinated by what it was you saw in the Denver game that led you to that opinion. Like, what are the specifics that go into what you noticed?
Well, like I said, it's been 11 years that we've collaborated and gotten to know each other. And, you know, frequently around this time, March, April, late in the season, there just comes a time where you can see with his decision-making that he's, you know, he's a little off, and I've seen that the last couple games. And when that happens, it's you know, it's just a reminder to him to, you know, hey, let's take a day, or, you know, go play golf. Like, you know, let's get settled and centered. And you got to remember, this guy's got a million things in his life. You know, he's when he's not, you know, saving the Warriors, he's saving the world. And it's incredible what he does to help people, and the number of lives he touches. And I think it's important every once in a while to remind him to just take care of himself and take a day and fill up the cup again.
How tough is that, though, to make that choice, knowing he's your best player, and then also realizing that you've got Milwaukee coming in, and you can't really trick off these games. So you get into last night. What's the message for the team, knowing that you're not going to have Steph?
In many ways, it's a good thing for the team. I learned this from Greg Popovich. It forces the rest of the guys to step up. It forces guys to focus. It also prepares you for a game later on, maybe, where, you know, Steph gets injured in the playoffs. You got to win a game. Well, hey, we did this before. We beat Milwaukee without him. You know, you want to see your team respond to different types of adversity, and you know, it's no different from Denver the night before. You know, Jokic, Murray, they take the night off. The team wins. They feel stronger for it. These moments can strengthen a team, and I think a lot of coaches around the league recognize that.
Steve and Steve Kerr with us on Willard and Dibbs. You told us, I think it was last year, that you hate it when the best player on the other team gets ruled out.
Yeah,
you know, because you feel like the team relaxes, and you spoke that maybe there was a little bit of that against Denver on Monday night. Did you sense any of that with Milwaukee last night with the good start that you guys got off to?
No, I didn't sense anything from Milwaukee's end. I sensed from our end that there was a great focus, and I would have expected that even with Steph in the lineup, because you know, our team, when we lose in an embarrassing manner like we did, we're going to respond well that next night. So I think that was part of it, but you know, more than anything, I just think we have a really good team, and we've been in a great groove. And we had a slip up, we recognized it, and we locked in and played a really good game. And that's the sign of a good team.
Locked in and locked down, maybe the most singular force in the history of the association, the Greek Freak. Zero field goals made against Draymond Green. When you watch that performance and you realize he's only been Defensive Player of the Year once, is that crazy to you, Steve?
It is, because I think he's the best defender in the world, and I realize how good Wembanyama is, how good Rudy Gobert is, and others. But Draymond said it himself. Ask the other coaches around the league who they don't want to face. And I've, you know, I have personally asked other coaches around the league, my friends, and trust me, there's so much respect for Draymond around the league amongst the coaches. They see the versatility in his defense. You know, these other guys are good defenders. I don't think any of them can do everything. Protect the rim, guard pick and roll out at half court, blow up stuff from the weak side. Draymond is, he's a defensive genius. He's also a competitive freak of nature. Obviously his emotion gets the best of him at times. But it's all part of the package, and the package is it's incredibly disruptive to opposing teams. And we are, yeah, we're so lucky to have him. He remains an amazing player, even at this stage of his career.
Coach, last week we asked you about the reintegration of Jonathan Kuminga. You said it was going to be a slow process. He came out and had a great first game back, I thought. It's now been four games, a little bit of a mixed bag. What are you seeing, and what have the challenges related been?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when you come back off of 10 weeks of being absent, and especially coming back to a brand new team. This is a very different team than the one he left. And so it's a little tricky to try to find your place in that, especially when the team's winning. You know, we're whatever we are since we got Jimmy, 15-2 or something. So the focus for JK just has to be play as hard as he can for short bursts. When he does that, he's really good. Like you mentioned, the Sacramento game. I think that's got to be the focus. Run the floor really hard, attack the rim, play in short bursts, and work your way back in. And I think that's his focus right now.
Starting lineup, finishing lineup, it seems like all of it's malleable based on how everyone's playing. When you look at last night and you got down to crunch time, you didn't have JK in there. Was that a matchup thing or just you going with the hot hands?
Well, I think if you look at our team right now, we have a lot of options to close games. I mean, the three guys who are going to be automatic are Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. They're going to be out there every game. The other two slots, look, BP was amazing last night. He deserved to be out there. Gary Payton, he has been playing incredible basketball the last couple weeks, and we needed him on Damian Lillard. So he was the obvious choice last night. You know, Buddy Hield played big minutes down the stretch in that game. It could be Moses. You know, Buddy and Moses we need for the shooting. Quentin Post played big minutes in the fourth quarter. If we want to space the floor with our five man to create the spacing that Jimmy needs, then Quentin makes sense. And then JK fits in there as well, you know, the athleticism, the switching. If the matchups lead to that decision, then JK will be out there like he was against Denver down the stretch. So we've got a lot of options, but I can tell you right now that it's going to be somebody different each night depending on how the game's going.
Steve, I wonder if you can help us through a conversation we were having earlier today. I think for a lot of fans, they look at Monday's game and they wake up frustrated, and then you surprise everybody by beating Milwaukee without Steph, and everyone goes, okay, all square, all even. They went 1-1. It's all good. Is it that way for you guys? Did last night like help you forget Monday, or is Monday still a source of frustration?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
No, you move on. You move on. And look, you also recognize that over the course of 82 games, every team has those nights. In fact, Denver had one the night, you know, the game before our game. They lost at home to Washington. So that's part of the reason they came out and played the way they did without Jokic and Murray, you know. So we had one against Denver, so we responded. And, you know, Milwaukee, same thing. Every team in the league has these stretches. It's human nature. Every team's got talent. Shots go in, shots don't go in. But over the course of the 82, there's just these huge swings, both health-wise, emotion-wise, and you just have to navigate the whole thing and keep moving forward.
How much has Jimmy Butler been a steadying influence, another additional steadying influence in that? I know he's never won a championship, but he took Miami deep on a couple of different occasions. Does that just give you an additional piece of somebody who is a veteran who kind of knows what's going on?
Well, I think there is a presence to Jimmy that leads to winning. It's a swagger, even, you know, amongst, you know, the all the alphas in the NBA. I think Jimmy is an alpha among alphas. I really do. And I think Steph and Draymond needed that. They needed somebody like him because they were in some ways, you know, not just, you know, not feeling like they had enough of that next to them, like we've had in the past. We've been spoiled, obviously, with the talent that we've had here, but also the maturity and the presence. And so, you know, that was missing earlier in the year. Jimmy is, he's got presence. He's got swagger. He's got belief. You guys can feel it watching the games. Our teammates feel it. Our fans feel it. The guy wins games, and it's showing.
Wait a minute, Steve. Are you saying that you've got NBA alpha rankings and Jimmy Butler is number one?
Wow.
He's. I can tell you this. That's how he feels about himself, and that's hugely important. The number one guy of all time was Michael Jordan. Okay, like, yep. You know, as his teammate, I would walk into that arena, and I would know that the other team was afraid of him. The officials were afraid of him. The fans were afraid of him, and even his own teammates, we were all a little afraid of him. Okay, and we all knew we were going to win, and that was, you know, that was the deal. Michael just dominated the space. And There are very few guys like that. And, but when you have guys like that, there's an incredible sense of security and confidence. And I think Jimmy's one of those guys. You can just feel his presence all the time.
Speaking of alpha behavior, we had a caller last week, or it was the beginning of this week. We were talking about you actually and becoming the winningest coach of the Warriors. And we had a caller call in who said that he worked like security detail or something inside the building when you first arrived as head coach. And he stated that he was there for your very first practice and that you set the tone by kicking everybody, the whole team, out of practice because they were dribbling too much. Is this a true story in any way, shape, or form?
It does not ring a bell, guys.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, I didn't kick everybody else out of practice. I've never done that, and I don't know where that came from.
Have you kicked individuals out of practice before?
Potentially, yeah, okay. That might have happened.
Once. I like that. Yeah. Potentially.
Okay.
So I guess to follow up and ask you to name names probably won't happen. So yeah, we'll pivot. And just your notion of alphas had me thinking about your San Antonio Spurs championship teams. And I'm wondering about Manu and Tony and Tim Duncan. Were any of them cut from the same kind of cloth that you're describing with Jimmy Butler and Michael Jordan? Or does it not necessarily have to be that?
I think Avery Johnson was, honestly, and it was an interesting dynamic because, you know, usually the guy who's the alpha is also the best player, you know, but I think, you know, Tim Duncan was a lot more like Steph in terms of like incredibly competitive and skilled and talented and an amazing leader, but it came from humility. And, you know, the type of alpha that I'm talking about, it doesn't come from humility. It comes from the opposite end of the spectrum. Like, I am the best here, and you guys are going to, you know, follow me. And that's the way it is. So it's a very different form of leadership. And Avery actually had that. And it was ironic because he was like the fourth best player on the team. but it was a well-constructed team because you know, I thought Tim and David were very soft-spoken, and we needed the fire and the leadership that Avery brought us. And, you know, Pop sensed that too. And so Pop provided a lot of that alpha, you know, presence. And so, you know, every team's different. That's what makes it so much fun is the construction of a group of human beings and how they interact. It's fascinating.
All right, Coach, tell me what I've got right and tell me what I've got wrong as far as your itinerary later. Dinner, 6:30. About 7:15, you sit down to watch Lakers and Nuggets. And then post-game, 10 o'clock tonight, you sit down and fill out a bracket. What did I get right? What did I get wrong?
Dinner, yes. Lakers-Nuggets, yes. Bracket, thanks for the reminder. I need to for the 30th year in a row, I need to pick Arizona to win the national championship.
Yeah, you got a possible matchup against Mike Dunleavy in the 16 because Duke is the one seed in the region with Arizona. Is there any sort of like trash talk? I know Draymond Green with Michigan State, he's probably talking a lot about their chances.
There's always, you know, good-natured trash talk tournament time. That's what makes it fun. I just hope we get there and we get a crack at Mike Dunleavy's Blue Devils. That would be fun.
Don't you? Isn't the second round matchup potentially Oregon? Is that right?
Yeah. Oregon. Yeah. If we win and they win, we would play in the 4-5 matchup in Seattle. Old school Pac-12 matchup. I love it.
What's your breakdown of that potential matchup, Coach?
I don't watch college basketball except for Arizona. I can tell you a lot about Arizona's team. I don't know anything about Oregon's team. So I am just a fan, and I will always love my alma mater. I'm very close with Tommy Lloyd, who's a fantastic coach. We text all the time. So I'm pulling hard for them, and that school means everything to me. What that school did for me in my life, I will be a forever Wildcat, that's for sure.
Is that the one that got away, Steve? Because I always joke with Mark how you've won 9 of the last 29 NBA titles, but I think about your Arizona team senior year, and you lost in the Final Four to Oklahoma, a very good team. Do you ever reflect on that being the one that got away?
The only game I ever think about, honestly, anymore in my life. I still think about that game. It's absolutely the one that got away. I completely choked. We had an amazing team, 35-2 playing against Oklahoma in the Final Four. I shot 2-for-13 in that game, and it's haunted me ever since. I still can't get over it, guys. I'm sick.
I feel bad for bringing it up.
Oh yeah, thanks a lot. You ruined my night.
Hey! Remember when Kyrie hit that three against you guys? Remember that one? Let's just go through all of them.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Okay.
I just remember that team because your teammate Craig McMillan was from Cloverdale, who played high school ball against my brother. And so I was kind of distantly attracted to that team because he was almost kind of a local kid who went on to do big things at Arizona. And then, yeah, sorry about that, Steve.
Well, and my buddy Tom Tolbert, your media colleague, was on that team. Sean Elliott, Kenny Lofton, future baseball player. We were loaded, and we had such an incredible group. In fact, I'm hosting a bunch of them in a couple of weeks. They're all going to come out. We're going to have a little reunion. They're going to come up for a weekend and for a game, and can't wait to see those guys. But that's definitely the one that got away. It's it's part of sports. I get it, but that game will forever haunt me, unfortunately.
Steve, is Kenny going to be part of the group that comes when you invite them all?
He's one of the few guys who couldn't make it. He's going to be in Cleveland for an Indians reunion. He can't make it, but a lot of the other guys are coming. It's going
to
be fun.
Okay, I beat him on the golf course one time, and I was going to ask you to follow up and talk some more trash on my behalf, but if he won't be there... Oh, well.
You must be good then, because Kenny can play golf. He's a good golfer.
Well, we both kind of choked down the stretch. I just choked a little bit less. So it was, anyway, all good. Steve, thanks so much, and enjoy what sounds like a perfect night.
You too, guys. Take care.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.